Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
What we saw at the end of the season with Michael Penix, that gave us even more reason to believe this team was going to be better.
And I even said I was going to temper my hype. Remember that? I said I was not going to be the hype man. And then we got to practice. I'm like, I'm pretty hyped.
That's what happens.
Because there was a lot of good things to see. Now, we also... Thank you, Warren. And you are entitled to your take, Warren. Your take is your take, as is the person who responded. You're not turd.
Tim G, 1981.
Now, the other guy that Day-Day's got, I mean, that guy might be a turd. But anyway, but yeah, we had some high hopes. The schedule, we knew there were some parts of the schedule was going to be tough. There's also parts of the schedule we anticipated being a hell of a lot easier. And it should have been. It still should be easier, but we blew it.
We did blow it. And here's the other thing that we blew. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. We're responding to our pre-show. It's called Behind the Scenes. You can check it out every day around 11:15-ish or so, and it's live and all socials. But here's the thing, Tim. You got to get two things right in this league. Two things only. Everything else falls into place. You got to get the quarterback right, and you got to get the coach right. We didn't get the coach right. And the reason why I know that is because I'm looking at other teams like the Chicago Bears, who have a new coach, and their quarterback all of a sudden looks different. I'm looking at the Broncos, Mike, and Sean Payton and what he's done with that quarterback situation. I'm looking at the Patriots, who are 11-2 after last night. And Vrabel comes in after 4 years. Did you guys forget how bad it was at the end of Belichick? 4 years. Remember, the quarterback left and went and won a Super Bowl. Belichick stayed. It fell apart. Vrabel's there now, and he has a quarterback who had an up-and-down rookie year, but they got it right. Drake May and Vrabel. Look at the Rams with Sean McVay and Stafford, and he made that trade for this reason, guys. They went and won a Super Bowl. The Bucks with Baker Mayfield for all the crap we've given Baker. Right. We didn't get those two things right, and here's the crazy thing about where we are right now, Mike. You have your questions about the coach. We also have our questions about the quarterback. Because we don't know if that's going to be right now.
Right. I mean, you go into this next season, and again, we may get him ready for camp. He might not be ready for week one. You know, we're going to have to go through that. And as I said to guys today on the prep show, our pre-show behind the curtain, there's like a rogues gallery of guys. I mean, you want to roll Russell Wilson out here next year in a gap year, you know, and then we got to wait till midseason. Then you're going to, you know, hopefully Penix is ready to go. I mean, who God knows what that'll be? Who knows who the coaching staff will even be? You may have a coaching staff and a new general manager if Arthur Blank decides to do something.
Do something.
You know? And, you know, I mean, there's just not a lot of pieces. You know, we talked about it. I mean, there's some guys you might be interested in, but they're not available. Who is it? With the 49ers. Brock Purdy's back.
Mac Jones.
Mac Jones. He's under contract. You know, if you guys, we'll go get Mac Jones. And trade what? You know, we don't have a lot of equity. You know, one thing we got to get next year, we got to get a better corner opposite A.J. Terrell.
Agreed.
You know, and we got to beef up the linebackers.
You know what I want? Speed on the outside and legitimate guys who can catch the ball on the outside.
We need a tall, athletic number, WR2. We got to get rid of Mooney.
That is, for me, Mike.
Yeah, that's it.
Because your quarterback is going to be, at the end of the day, if our quarterback and Michael Penix is going to be special, you got to give him those kinds of weapons. He just doesn't have that right now. But this whole conversation stems from Tim G 1981 saying, basically, we knew this wasn't going to be a playoff team.
Can I say something, though, Carl?
Yeah, what's up, O?
Shut up, Meg.
A lot of coulda, woulda, shouldas, and ifs right now, you guys are saying.
If we had
a good wide receiver.
No, this is the coach's job to do this.
I'm just saying, though, if we had a better coach.
This was not the conversation in August. in August. We talked about Drake London, Darnell Mooney, a guy named Ray Ray who we cut. We talked about Pitts.
What's up, Ray Ray?
Now Pitts, we kind of expected Pitts to, you know, is Pitts going to show out? It was a contract year. Pitts continued to beat Pitts, you know, some good, some bad, some everything.
And not only that, national
everybody was on us.
And week two, NBC basically says Bijan Robinson is the next Saquon Barkley. So that's not a team that's going the wrong way.
Everybody was on us.
We were 5-2 at one point. We were very well in a good spot.
But It's easy now, Tim. It's easy to say what you're saying. Hindsight's 20/20. When you go back and you go, well, we weren't going to do anything anyway, well, then you are the few people in that corner. Most people thought that we would. Why we've gotten to this spot, well, there are a lot of reasons for that. 404-726-0929. Follow Mike. He's Mike Bell, ATL. I'm at Put 'em Up, C Dukes. And follow the radio show at Dukes and Bell 929. Of course, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. We have to address the other elephant in the room as we have come in today. And on this show, everybody's like, is this real? Is it going to happen? What's the deal? Mike, I know you are a big proponent when it comes to not believing in recruiting anymore.
Yeah, it's just not the same. You know, it's changed. You know, they've gone to, you know, the different signing periods. I know part of the whole LSU Lane Kiffin fiasco with Ole Miss is because the NCAA's calendar is completely screwed up. Lewis Riddick had a great post on social media about that yesterday. But yeah, I mean, it's not the same. Guys flip. And by the way, when you get a guy in, there's no guarantee he's not going to be gone in 12 months anyway.
That's right. He may not.
So I just, look, I know it's the life's blood of your program, and the top 25 remains the top 25 because you recruit well. And if you don't, you're not in the top 20. And you're not going to win a national championship if you don't recruit. But it's lost some luster to me. I don't follow it like I ever. I was never like one of these nerds who's going to talk to 17-year-old, are you leading towards Georgia? I'll hang up and listen.
Well,
but it's not the same anymore.
I used to, mainly because you knew once a guy recruited, he wasn't going to transfer. Nobody was losing a year of eligibility, Mike. It's rare where guys are going to transfer and lose a year. So once you got him, it was just a matter of how good he was going to be, and you knew you were probably going to watch him for 4 years. Those days are gone. And why we bring this up is because five-star quarterback Jarrett Curtis, who has verbally committed to the Dogs, allegedly, and I say that because this is not official, has flipped his commitment from Georgia to Vandy. Now, there are various people out there that are saying, this probably is true, but we don't know. And the reason why this becomes a big deal is because, guys, he's the number one quarterback in the 26 class.
Yes.
So Georgia, regardless of what they do this year, had the number one quarterback in the class of 26 lined up and ready to come to Athens. And now, with what Vandy has done this year, and Diego Pavia, okay, say what you want, I think is a Heisman candidate. People are saying the kid may stay home in Vandy. And that is out there now, so we're addressing it.
Remember what Pavia said a few weeks ago after the game? And we all said, wow, he must know something. He did.
He did. So that's where we're at. We don't know officially if this is true. And Dog fans are like, well, so what, big deal? Mike and I have this conversation every year. Go get these number one type quarterbacks, Mike. All right, these difference makers. Is Jarrett Curtis that guy? We don't know. But you got to find out. And the only way you do that is you sign him and you bring him in. And now on the cusp of signing day, this week, this weekend, he may flip. And it sounds like he is going to. Various reports are already out there. All right, we're coming back. We got plenty more to dive into, including why my wife is distraught.
Uh-oh.
Stay there. It's Dukes and Bell.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Mike, I'm going to have you deal with these people.
Now, is this a tribute to Carlos Sainz, the Formula One driver who took a podium, Carl, in Qatar, known as a smooth operator? I'm guessing not.
No. This is for the brother that hit us up who goes by smooth operator.
By the way, if you go by that, that's kind of a red flag that you're probably not.
The full giddy-up is smooth operator from four-man rush as he hits us up talking about the Falcons. And he says, guys, Dukes and Bell, Vegas had y'all, us, the Falcons, at 8 wins. Nationally, I saw 9 or 8, 8 and 9. Only y'all in Atlanta, the Atlanta fans, saw 10-plus wins. Let me tell you something, smooth operator, okay? You win a couple in the NFL that you're not supposed to, and you also lose a couple. That's where you get the 8 or 9. That's where Vegas is playing with your emotions. See, you see that, and you're going, oh, it's 8 or – no, it's 10. Because if they think you're an 8 or 9 win team, they're actually telling you they think they're 11 win team. You're going to win a couple that you shouldn't, but you also lose a few. And that's how this works. Problem for us, smooth operator, is we've lost more, Mike, of those games we should have taken care of.
No, we lost a bunch of games, even though the 10-point margin for the 49ers, the game was in hand, and you blew it. You had a moment, and there's moments we don't play clutch football. I asked Coach a few weeks ago, why aren't we clutch? We're not clutch because we don't perform well in the clutch. The coaches don't coach well in the clutch. Mm. And the result is a 5-game losing streak.
You deal with these people.
The Panthers, guys, what do you think the over-under for the Panthers was this year?
Panthers?
What do you think the Panthers, Carolina?
6.
6.5. So they're already there. They're at 7.
By the way, can I say this?
So that would be a team, guys, exceeding the expectations and laying out the scenarios that Carl just talked about.
Mike, you know Baby Cam. You know who Baby Cam is, right?
Yes, our man who's going to be out there at Hooters. Presumably we'll be continuing our residency at Hooters next year. Looking forward to maybe talking to some new faces at Flowery Branch. But one guy that will be there is a dude that we call Baby Cam, who wears his Panthers gear. We always say it's child cruelty to bring his son up as a Panther fan.
It is.
And guess what happened this year?
Well, I just recently heard from him, and he pulled the whole "I want my money," and I was like, "Oh, okay, now we're going there."
I want my $2.
Yeah, I want my $2 because I think he bet me $2 that the Panthers are going to have a better record than the Falcons. And I said, "Look, the season's not over yet. You can still choke this away." But to your point about the expectations, 6 games, but yet here they are. All right, 404-726-0929. Coming up, I will tell you about why my wife is distraught. Funny story to share with you. Hawks lose last night to the Pistons, guys. We'll get into that. Mike, also, later in the show, we got to talk about what's going on with Atlanta United, and I think you are going to break this down as part of Guy Talk on the way. As we are talking about the Falcons specifically, and again, just where you're at with your feelings and where you're at with this team, it's just interesting to see all the input from various people saying, well, only you guys believe. Only us? we're the only ones. Okay. It is what it is right now. There's no, you know, we can't sugarcoat this. But I also feel like that the main reason we are here, okay, and by the way, I left out another guy who just hit me up. He said, you were talking about those quarterback coaching combos. Right. What about Matt LaFleur and Love in with the Packers? Right. You know, they lose Aaron Rodgers. There's been no fall off because they got the right coach. And they drafted the right quarterback.
Right. At the time, nobody really understood why they were doing it. Lord knows Aaron Rodgers didn't understand it.
No.
But they saw eventually the writing was on the wall, just like when they drafted Rodgers when Favre was a QB.
That's right. So those are the things that, you know, when you say, hey, how do we get our franchise right? It doesn't take 5 years. And I think that's why Mike and I are so frustrated with this whole ordeal.
Now, the worst part of this is when we drafted Michael Penix Jr., and a lot of guys, you know, it's the same kind of snarky guys you talk about that are on. Again, by the way, it's the holidays. This is when depression sets in.
What did you call them earlier?
I was telling Day-Day and Orin, this is, you notice a change in the vibe from Thanksgiving, hence to like New Year's, where a lot of folks are just, well, they're just in a bad place, Carl. And it kind of comes true. And you'll see it on social media. You'll see it sometimes on the text line. Guys, feel better about yourself. You can't love someone else until you love yourself. But getting back to it, you know, when I was talking about Penix Jr., these same guys are like, you know, I said, this is the stupidest move in the history of football. And guys are hitting up Penix on his Twitter. That guy Mike Bell says you're terrible. Never said you're terrible. I said just one or the other. Either draft Penix or sign Cousins.
Mike,
don't
it had
do
nothing
both.
To do with the individual. It had to do with the decision.
But that's the thing. These provocateurs and, you know, it's all that. That's social media. As Bo Morgan said, it's a cesspool. But I will say this. Everybody told me, when I told you you're being gaslit by this organization, oh no, this is great, we got redundancy. Well, the redundancy hasn't worked at all because Kirk got hurt, they weren't prepared to use Penix, and now when Penix goes down, Kirk hasn't been that great. So it didn't even work in the end game, in the final analysis. This brilliant plan of having two quarterbacks, it was probably driven by Arthur Blank because he meddles. He won't say he meddles. It came from somewhere. Left us where we are. It's a really weird position to be in.
Yeah, and the Cousins thing... I thought he was washed when he showed up. What game did he start? Was it the Commanders?
It was a Dolphins
Miami?
Game.
Miami,
and
thank
then,
you.
And the only out I'll give him is maybe they tried to give Penix a go and he didn't get the full week of prep. That's okay. The only excuse you can make for him.
Okay, so let me ask you this. In a bad Jets loss, did
Because remember,
did,
those are the games where he's zigging a guy's who's zagging. Well, there was, yeah, he nothing was working.
He didn't have any rhythm with the wide receivers. Did he look better last week?
Yes.
Okay, I agree. Full week of practice, preparation, he did look better. Here's my question to you. For everybody that's going, yeah, we got a quarterback situation. No, we don't. We're fine. Cousins will be here. He's under contract, which he is. How far can you go with him? How far can you go with him?
Well, if you go back to last year, we could have gone to the playoffs
with
him.
Until it fell apart.
Until it fell apart.
I asked that question only to say, Mike, he's looked so good, or much better, and looked so bad in the same season. And if you're just telling me that's from preparation, then if you're telling me it was his job from the start – which it may be moving into next season just because of the Penix injury, and we don't know when he'll be back. If I told you Michael Penix wouldn't be back until mid-October, that means Cousins is starting potentially 6 weeks of the season. That's real. That's a reality of where we're at. But I just asked the question, how far can we go with him? When we got him, it was supposed to be a stopgap. Right. Let's be honest.
You thought, like, and that's part of the reason with this, like, whether you like Zach Robinson, like, everybody uses the pistol. It's how we use the pistol with this young quarterback. But Cousins, you know, I think I said this to you last week. I always felt that I think the coaching staff figured Zach is going to grow into the job. He had never been an offensive coordinator in the NFL. He'd been a QB coach in Sean McVay's offense. But he's going to work with a veteran quarterback. Then you get into now you're dealing with a rookie quarterback. And is he the right man for that job? I don't think he is.
Yeah. By the way, Smooth Operator responded. He goes, man, thanks for responding, fellas. I'm a big fan.
Hey, man.
We thank you, bro. Thank you so
right
much.
On, Smooth.
Smooth Operator, we appreciate you.
Hey, come and see us. We'll be at Buffalo's in coming. By the way, that's going to be on Thursday. So join the show, Joe.
All right, man. Yeah, man, look, I'll
buy you a beer, Smooth Operator.
Oh, yeah, come on through. Mike's going to deal with all you people. Come on through.
Carl's going to he's gonna exit stage right at 6 o'clock.
I'm gone. I'm on vacay, man. I will say this, though. Mike, and I don't know what happens over the next 2 weeks. Seattle looks like a juggernaut coming in here, right? They just do. I mean, it's what it is. Have you guys seen what their record is? Have you seen their defense this year?
Right.
Like, they look the part. Okay, I don't know what's going to happen in the NFC. I think it's wide open. As much as I still believe the Eagles could turn it on, they have yet found what they had last year. And then you look at the Packers and the Bears. I don't know who the best team is outside of what I think is the Rams. But the Seahawks are also 9-3. And here they come.
I know there's a lot of folks out there who feel two situations. They feel that the bottom is going to fall out with Bo Nix in Denver being a high seed.
Okay.
A lot of that on social media after the win the other night against the Commanders. And that the Seahawks is a fugazi. And that Sam Darnold, when the games start to matter more like they did last year with the Vikings, when you remember he spit the bit the last game that could have been the number one seed? Remember they lost to the Lions?
Sure.
And then he goes out there and just played awful against the Rams in that playoff loss. So there's a lot of folks who feel that Sam Darnold will not change his stripes when it becomes crunch time. We'll see. Different coach, different set of circumstances.
Yeah, and maybe you're right. The Bo Nix thing is this. My fear about Denver is their defense is really good. They are not dynamic enough offensively to get into the playoffs, Mike, and just control a game. Guys, they've been down in every game this year. Every game they've been down. Now, they've won all those one-score games, Mike, that we've not been able to, which is why they have the record that we don't. But that's my issue. Like, every team has warts. That's my wart with the Broncos. As good as they are, their offense is not. Go look at those scores. Go look at how they won these games. So I'm with you on that. That could easily fall apart. My point about Seattle, though, is you're kind of like, oh, here comes Seattle. When they're on, they're good, yeah. And they can shut offenses down. And I've seen it already this season with their coach, Mike McDonald. He's really damn good.
They've got some good heat with the pass rush. But again, it's sound fundamental D, man. And we are going to have to – look, Seattle coming east, right? That's generally when the West Coast comes east. Home game for us at 1. But the way our team looks, man, we're going to hang with Seattle and poop the bed in the fourth quarter. The other thing, we'll talk more about this coming up at the top of the hour in 4th and 1. It's getting ugly. It's always ugly in Philadelphia, but now fans are pulling like nonsense. You know, it's one thing to boo a coordinator to egg his friggin' house where his family lives. Philly is classless, but it's kind of gone over the line up there.
I was going to say, there's no line up there.
Never was.
All right. It is a kind of Sade day, isn't it? I mean, look outside.
Oh, man. By the way, I know we've all talked about this subject before on the program. Your go-to, love and music. Oh, this was my playlist in the 80s. Orin's even singing it right now.
She's great, man.
Orin, put your shirt back on. I don't need to see that.
Thank you, Smooth.
I need a Baker shirt, yes.
Operator. Hey, man, this hour is brought to you by Wise Guys Pro Wash. Let Wise Guys lights brighten your holidays this year. All right. When we come back, why she is distraught. I will tell you next on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews. All on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNC's apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
It is Dukes and Bell. We got into this whole conversation about artists we've never seen after playing that Sade. And I was like, I never saw Sade. And then Mike said, you saw her where?
I saw her at Radio City Music Hall back in, I looked it up to make sure I had it right. It was September of 88, Labor Day weekend. It was a double bill with Simply Red.
Oh, wow.
So it was a night for lovers.
No doubt. Did you have a date or did you go hook up?
Well, Becky's listening.
Oh, and I'm sorry. Never mind. Again, hi, Becky.
There's no statute of limitations with that
one,
Mike.
Oh, there is. If she could find the first girl I kissed in fifth grade, she'd go and punch her in the face. My wife is hardcore like that. But yes, I
did you kiss him?
Yes, yes.
Were you his first kiss?
I took a girl.
Okay.
I took her name was well. This is it.
Oh, Beth, no! I don't want you to blow it. Yeah, but don't do that. I was just curious.
She'll be Facebooked and profile photos. Oh, yeah. When you get home.
No. Me and my best friend Vince went to see Sharday. It was great.
Well, I was just gonna say maybe you win.
And then we caught a Rangers preseason game.
That's a hell of a night right there, Mike.
Yeah, no, it was a great night, man. Radio City back then. So In Excess that same year, when Carl and I were doing the music thing, we were talking during the break. Got to see all these bands. Got to see In Excess on the Kick tour. They're at their peak, just rocking.
Labels used to. Music business has changed so much, but and Day Day was in the music business as well. But on our side of things, the label was always trying to promote their artist. And so when they had shows that would come to your city, wherever you were, a lot of times they'd be like, hey, you want to go to the show? And you get unbelievable seats. Sometimes you get backstage passes and you'd be like, what am I doing here with this artist? Because they wanted to make sure that you had a sense of that artist so you could talk about it. And you know, oh, I went to the show. That was a big thing. Now, Mike, obviously the music business has changed
totally
because
different.
Of digital now.
Right.
But they used to press hard, man, and you'd get amazing seats. So, yeah, that just was interesting that we were talking about.
Just some bands in Day Day, there'd be some bands that'd be on tour, and they always, you know, whenever you watch Behind the Music, remember that show was great on VH1, and they talk about how you tour the states and you play in front of like 30 people. I got to host a bunch of those concerts where there were bands, some bands broke, some didn't. Remember the Escape Club? Wild West?
Wild West.
Remember that, Oren? Yeah, I introduced those guys on stage. There was like 20 people at this club.
Humble beginnings,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, but that's how you break. And some guys make it, some don't.
Crazy stuff.
The old days of the record business.
All right, we've got more Falcon conversation coming up. Mike mentioned it. We'll get into some NFL conversation. If you guys did not see what happened with Younghoe Koo last night, probably one of the most embarrassing moments that we've seen with a kicker in a very long time. I'm just glad it didn't happen in a Falcon uniform. Got to be honest with you. We'll get into the Water Boys. They're going to stop by as well. B. Rich, Trey, we'll get their thoughts. Dave Archer's coming up in the 3 o'clock hour. But real quick, going on a vacation. Mike asked me yesterday, he's like, where are you headed? We're going overseas. It's been something that's been planned for a very long time. But we had been talking about getting our dogs, the boys we call them, and that's Frankie and Louie, our Bostons, trained while we were gone. And so today, Mike, was drop-off day. But in the process, my wife and I have been having this whole conversation. And I got to give a big shout-out to OTC K9 Academy. It's off the chain. Daryl, terrific dude. Carlos, all the folks that work there. And the trainer, her name's Kylie. But we dropped them off today. And the build-up to this was sick. Because my wife is literally like, do you think they're going to have blankets? I'm like, okay, babe, they're not home, so what about the what about bones? Babe, they'll be training. Like, she is literally thinking about all the things that they get at home that they, we're going to drop them off and they're going to get. And I'm like,
what does she think you're taking to? Doggy Guantanamo?
Well, this is the conversation. So all of a sudden, I'm like, wait a minute. They're not going to jail, babe, okay? It's not like some poodle's going to walk up with a shank and be like, welcome. Okay? This is not how this is going to go. So she in her head starts thinking about all these crazy things. Like,
first time in lockup?
Yes, exactly. And then she's like, what if a Pekingese is running the yard? I'm like, what? What are you talking about? Like, we got this whole conversation about this illusion in our heads about dropping the dogs off. First of all, it went great.
Orange collars is the new black.
Correct. It was great. The people were terrific. Kylie's like, we dropped them off. But in her head, she's literally thinking about all the comforts of home. And I bring this up because you dog lovers know this, Mike. How you treat your dogs at home, right? And then when you drop them off somewhere else, you're like, yo, they're going to get fed, right? Like, no, they're going to starve your damn dog. It's amazing how you start thinking about this stuff.
Right. Now, do they have the online stuff with the cameras?
Absolutely.
Because that's the thing. I used to, we used to take, unfortunately, the only thing you had to worry about is sometimes a little kennel cough. That's a legitimate.
Well, they want to make sure all your vaccinations are
up. Make sure your shots, because a lot of people don't do that. But you used to watch Ike on the TV all the time. So you can see what he's doing. He's hanging out, having fun.
With them training, they're going to send pictures. And just flat out, man, Frankie's got a little anxiety. Frankie's one of these dudes, like, if I brought him in here, he'd look at Mike and then he'd be like, what's going on? What's going on, Day-Day? What's going on, though? What's going on, Mike? He'd just be looking around and he's got this anxiety thing. So they're like, we'll calm him down, no problem. We'll take care of that. But literally, this idea, like, some lab was going to walk up and be like, you eat your cornbread. It's not that.
See, that's the thing. If Ike walked in today and Oren gave him a treat and a belly rub, he'd go home with him. I mean, I could be like, hey, what's up? Okay, you're my new dad.
I'm out. Anyways, the anxiety is
super
real.
Friendly. Yeah,
it's just real. But she was all like, I don't know. And then, you know, Kylie's like, look, we'll be sending pictures. The dogs will be trained.
But it's stressful. I mean, because you love, again, if you're not a dog person or, you know, it's just different, man. It's I wasn't a dog. Remember, 30 years, I wasn't a dog person.
Sure,
and once
sure.
I got back in the game, because the problem was I get too attached, just like Michelle does, man. That's the way I am.
Well, no. And you do, like, when you're away from your pets, you do want to see your pets and what's going on with them. Even if you've got people in your home or whatever, you still like, hey, what's happening? But yeah, man, I got a kick out of it because in my head, I started thinking about all the, Mike, I'm like, in an animated movie, this would be very funny, you know, to have a pug walk up in the yard and be like, y'all need protection. You know what I mean? Like, in my head, I'm laughing my butt off, but I'm like, it's not that way. It's not that way.
Some Rottweiler comes up, let me tell you how it works here in the yard.
Exactly.
I get 10% of your treats for starters.
That's how she thought about this.
See, that's what somebody needs to do. Not this Disney stuff.
No, we
need like a real,
it's funny.
Like a real gritty kind of like.
It's the funniest thing.
Play the theme from Oz in the background.
But big shout out to those guys, man. Daryl Swanson does a terrific job. OTC K9 Academy. And again, I would just tell you, when you do these kinds of things, you always have that anxiety. But I can't wait to get back, to be honest with you, because I want to see the difference. Because they're like, you won't believe your dogs.
All right. Welcome to dog lockup. Little dog comes. Who was it? Otto BC had that little thing on his head.
Otto BC,
how'd that thing stay on?
Otto BC.
Be like Otto Barksy.
Otto Barksy, Orange just said.
All right, man. Appreciate that.
There's a Schillinger German Shepherd.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I'm saying. You could just switch characters.
We've just recast Oz's dogs.
You could just switch
the characters.
Not
sure there's a market for that, but this is what we do.
By the way, wasn't that a great show?
Yes and no. Too much. There's things I didn't need to see, but the storylines are amazing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's graphic.
It is a prison. You know, it's about a prison.
Yeah, it was graphic.
HBO has had the sweet spot for HBO, The Wire, Sopranos, Oz, all that stuff all popping at the same time.
Oh, my goodness. All right, man. If you're just joining us, we are talking about a variety of things, and we're going to get into the Lane Kiffin thing, too. Mike and I addressed it yesterday, but we didn't get a chance to address this press conference, which happened at the end of the show, and then everybody's reacting, Mike. A little disingenuous by Lane Kiffin?
Yeah, well, I mean, that's one way to say it. He's just plain lying. He's just lying about stuff. And you and I were talking about that. You read the article yesterday. There's a CBS Sports. I put it up at Mike Bell ATL. Carlos, put him up. C Dukes, follow us at 92.9 The Game. But we were reading that article. It kind of gives you all the behind-the-scenes stuff. And it was very interesting. Just one sidebar on this is the Florida AD just was a little shaky on Kiffin. And just was not 100% sold because of all the drama. Mm. And ironically, the former LSU athletic director didn't want the drama, who got fired.
Yes.
And it's very interesting how the whole thing played out. But to say that Lane was playing loose with the facts is right on. I mean, he was misleading Ole Miss, I mean, to the 11th hour. His mind was made. He was going to LSU.
Well, we talked about it weeks ago, and I said to you guys, how many times we get into these situations, not just Lane Kiffin, but like, you usually make up your mind fairly quickly on things, right? I mean, especially when it comes to these kinds of big decisions, Mike, you can waver, you do the whole, all right, good reasons, bad reasons, you know, pros, cons kind of deal. But at the end of the day, I think this decision was made weeks ago, and it was just him, I believe, maneuvering to be seen in a good light, saying that I want to coach my team, that I want to be here for my kids, that I want to work through this with the playoff. And by doing that, it makes it seem like, hey, he is all in for us. When in actuality, I'm still going to take the job. I'm still going to leave. But Mike, I want to be seen in a good light as I'm leaving.
There's no way. Somebody said yesterday on social media or Sunday that only Lane Kiffin could like stand on a bridge while he's burning it at the same time. And that's basically how it went down. The other thing that he let slip, and I'm not sure Coach Saban is happy he said it, but that's Lane Kiffin. He's got a big mouth. He always has. The article from CBS Sports says he loves the drama. He loves, you know, messing with people. You know, he loved beating Coach Kelly. Little did he know, beating Coach Kelly was going to open the door to him going to LSU.
He loves poking the bear.
He does. But the idea that I don't think Nick Saban wants it out there that he basically told him to take the LSU job, that you have to take the LSU job, while Nick Saban is bloviating about Kiffin and basically pimping Jimmy Sexton's bullet points on TV.
Do you think Saban thought that would get out?
No.
Because that was a private conversation,
no,
right?
No, of course not. I mean, Pete Carroll, Nick Saban, these are all, and of course his father, these are the guys. But Saban is a huge mentor, even though Saban sacked him before the championship game, before he took the FAU job.
While we're talking about this coaching carousel, Mike mentioned yesterday Josh Heupel in the mix potentially for Penn State. Heupel has come out and basically said he's not a candidate for that job. Okay.
Hopefully Tennessee, that's the truth.
That's the truth. Exactly right. Because now, here's the deal. What do you believe? When you start hearing the potential names for some of these jobs, and a lot of this has already played out, and the reason being is because of the calendar and the schedule. These coaches, and mainly these ADs, Mike, trying to get ahead of signing day. They want to be set up for the transfer portal in January. When that happens, we cannot wait another 6 weeks to get our guy. But when your name is thrown out there, what do you truly believe?
Well, I mean, now you're talking about Kalani Sitake, the BYU coach.
That's right.
And I'm like, I mean, he's done a great job. I would think that, you know, I mean, recruiting nowadays is still, you know, the portal. It's everything it's got to be. But I don't think I think BYU too regionally, that side of the Rockies. I don't know. But him to Penn State, is that the – not with all due respect to Coach Sitake, that's not the sexiest thing in a million years.
No. And look, BYU's had a really good year. But this is the problem. These big brands are running out of brand names to bring in.
Right.
So you're going to roll the dice on coaches – that either are not proven at the Power 4 or 5 level, you know, like, again, a Ryan Silverfield, why Arkansas fans are upset, because they're like, we're Arkansas. We deserve better. Right. Do you?
I mean, your athletic director was on record earlier this season saying, hey, man, we ain't got any money. Sorry, I couldn't – basically saying I couldn't give and we couldn't give Sam Pittman the support he needed.
Yep.
And I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. Apparently, the guy that owns the Built Bar, the energy bar,
okay,
his name is Nick Greer. He's apparently a huge BYU Cougar alum and donor. And apparently, he's basically saying, we'll match anything from Penn State. This is from an article right now from CBS Sports.
Got to tell you,
keep him out there.
BYU folks got a lot of money out there. Just telling. People don't know it. There's a lot of money out there.
There's a lot of networking.
Yeah, I'm just saying. Yeah,
amongst the face.
Yeah, correct. Yeah. I'm telling you, man, that is, I think, a misnomer. Either way, we're keeping you updated on all these coaching changes, but the Kiffin thing was interesting yesterday. I thought it was disingenuous when he said, I didn't want to know what the money was.
Nonsense.
There has never been a contract done in the history of contracts since they did them in stone where a person went, I don't want to know what the number, I don't want to know what you're trading me. It's crap. You always want to know what the number is before we move forward with anything else. And I think Lane, Mike, to your point about his ego, wanted to know if he was going to be included in those top three or four guys in the country, even though he hasn't performed like those guys, right? The Ryan Days of the world, who's now a champion, the Kirby Smarts of the world. He wanted to know. But he said that, and he said, I want to know what the kids were going to get. I thought that was crap.
See, that's just, you're lying. You're lying. And that's the other thing is, Keith Carter and Old Miss said, look, you know, we were totally willing to match that number. They're dying on that hill. This was basically
13 a year.
They're saying they were in that neighborhood, whether maybe a little bit less, but they were certainly. Remember, it was $100 million initially reported last week.
That's right.
But it came down to be still a nice neighborhood, 91 mil.
All right, man. Water boys are on the way. We're going to talk to Dave Archer as well, analyst for Atlanta Falcons. Stay there. Also, we'll talk to our buddy Mike Lutzenkirk in the day. Today is Giving Tuesday. You familiar with it? If not, stay tuned. Great stories from Mike Lutzenkirk, and also we'll ask him about the Auburn hire as well. It's all on the way on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental.
The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.